The large surcharge inmates and their families have to pay to talk to each other has become a national issue, but so far only New York State has passed a law banning the practice of charging inmates upwards of $1 a minute to use the phone. Ryan King of the National Sentencing Project says his group joined a lawsuit that forced state legislators to pass the law because the phone fees discourage inmates from keeping in touch with their families.
We know that one of the single best predictors for people who come out of prison for staying out of prison is being able to keep that contact with family. And so from a simple measure such as public safety and recidivism, this sort of policy flies right in the face of that.
It's $5 for the first minute, 50 cents for every minute thereafter. I think I made 20 phone calls to my sister and I wound up with a bill of almost $150 during my 30 days.
Freelance writer Peter Hubbard served a month for contempt of court and came to last night's county committee meeting to urge adoption of Dane County's ordinance to stop making money from jail inmates.
Yeah, the poorest member of society and the people least able to pay, and yet they're paying the highest phone charges of anybody, any cell phone user, any other landline user.
Currently, the county makes more than $1 million by keeping more than half the revenue from inmate phone calls. But the county needs that money, so the proposed ordinance eliminating it won't go into effect until the board finds a way to cut in half the $3 million it now spends shipping Dane County inmates to other county jails. That means cheaper phone calls for inmates isn't likely to happen for at least 3 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.